So in case you missed it, a few weeks back, we had Paul Bettany on the podcast. He's really cool. He's really interesting. He's funny. He was talking to us about Marvel and everything we wanted to know. And he complimented my style, which is something I'm going to hold dear to my heart until my dying days.
Hello, man in green screen jacket.
Oh, hello, how are you?
What's great about that jacket is you could turn it into anything else.
You can.
Exactly. And I got the shoes to match it. I see it.
What the fuck is going on?
Does it look like a floaty pair of pants?
Stand back up. I need to see the middle of what's going
on. Okay. So it's essentially as you, if I wanted to, theoretically speaking, I could green screen myself as a floating head and pair of pants.
You are so fucking hip. It hurts.
But more importantly, he gave us what may be considered a hot scoop. He told us exclusively that he was going to be working with an actor that he always wanted to work with before, and that there's fireworks on screen, and that is really going to be just something that's going to blow Marvel fans' minds.
There's this thing that's been kept completely under wraps that happens, and I work with this actor that I have always wanted to work with.
Oh!
And we have fireworks together, and the scenes are great, and I think people would be really excited. I've always wanted to work with this guy, and the scenes are pretty intense.
And for us, that scoop was huge. In fact, it got picked up basically everywhere that publishes pop culture news. But then something interesting happened, and I'm gonna warn you right now, spoiler alert. So if you're not caught up on WandaVision, stop watching. So in the last episode of WandaVision, we got a quick look at the sword-built version of Vision, which I named Cumbot, thanks to his sort of pearly white complexion. And when I saw that, my heart immediately sank into my chest. The reason being is that I thought, wow, this might be the troll job of the century that Paul Bettany pulled on us by saying he really wants to work with this big actor, and it turns out to be himself. But I thought, you know what? He's so nice to us, there's no way he'd fuck with us like that. Fans, though, were much less optimistic. Then today, on GMA, Paul Bettany said this.
Yeah, you know when you think something's gonna be funny and you say it, and then you actually panic about it? Fans started guessing who it might be, Benedict Cumberbatch or Patrick Stewart, and I was thinking, my God, that's a good idea.
Let me declare the following. If what he said is true, and it's not a misdirection of, you know, throw us off the trail or whatever, then it is a betrayal worse than Judas, worse than Fredo, worse than Cypher, worse than Lando, worse than Ryuzo, all combined in times a trillion. In fact, you know what, Paul Bettany? You're getting a lifetime ban from LCB. That is, unless you want to come on again at any time. And we could talk about, like, Master and Commander, Da Vinci Code, and some other stuff, because we really only had time to talk about Marvel. Make sure you hit like and subscribe for more movie content, more Marvel content, and you can be first to our WandaVision breakdown tomorrow. I'm Ken Jack. See you next time.